Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. Please take a look at our website, very extensive, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times as our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. At this time, we want to take an opportunity to invite you to our Fall Gospel Meeting. Our Fall Gospel Meeting begins 2 weeks from today on September the 24th with Brother Larry Curry from Bellevue, Ohio. We want to invite you to come and be with us on our regular meeting times on Sunday, and then Larry will preach each evening at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Please come out and visit us and hear the gospel preach. We want nothing from you. Just open your mind and open your Bible and bring them and study the Word of God with us. Remember, that meeting begins September the 24th through the 28th. Please come and be with us. We've been discussing the subject of sin. And last week we began a study of the subject of atonement for sin. We've been looking at atonement. We defined what it was. We looked at the atonement under the Old Testament, and then we have now looked at some concepts that are related to atonement in the New Testament. We finished up looking at reconciliation last week, and we want to begin today by looking at expectation. It is another term that's found three times in the Old Testament. In one instance, it had to do with purifying water in Numbers 8, verse 7. In another case, it had to do with the guilt of murderers in Numbers 35 and verse 33. And the third usage was in Deuteronomy 32:43, and it had reference to God atoning for the land, expiation. And so in some cases, this is need to purify something because of sin, some type of cleansing. What made it necessary for expiation to be done? Sin. Sin made it necessary for that to be done. A third term that's used in the Bible is the word ransom. The careless owner of an ox who killed a man would redeem himself from death by the payment of a ransom. Read Exodus 21, 29 through 30. By the payment of the ransom, the ultimate penalty was removed from the owner, a provision to avoid the death sentence. The King James Version gave a ransom for his life. New King James, he shall pay to redeem his life, and the American Standard, he shall give for redemption of his life. Once something has been redeemed, it has been set free from the constraints that may have been had and given because of the action. The Septuagint uses various forms of the Greek word luo, meaning to release on a receipt of a ransom. Another Old Testament word that's used to show this concept of atonement is the word satisfaction. The term is found only in the Old Testament and was applied in one passage to the life of a murderer in Numbers 35, 31, and 32. Only the shedding of his blood would satisfy God in redeeming the loss of that blood and the taking of an innocent life. Satisfaction had to be given to God. The American Standard and the New King James uses the word ransom instead of satisfaction. Other versions use the word atonement. This is a point that needs to be considered in sentencing murderers today, that there needs to be satisfaction done because of the conduct of the murderer. Read Romans 13. The New World Dictionary of American Languages said satisfaction is an atonement for sin. Sin has offended God. God's anger is provoked by sin, yet he will still desire to forgive and pardon, Micah 7:18, but man must comply with God's term in order to receive pardon. And so that sin has to be satisfied, and it can only be satisfied by the terms that God has given in his word. And so these words, satisfaction, ransom, expiation, and reconciliation all have the concept of atonement. And we need to respect that. And God requires atonement in order to overcome the sin that's been committed in our lives. Now, having that firmly in place, let us go a little bit further and let us look at this concept in the New Testament. First of all, we will look at the concept of reconciliation. Reconciliation is a result, a direct result of the atonement of Christ. In Romans chapter 5, in verse 10 and 11, Romans chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. For if we were enemies, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we shall also rejoice in God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Notice, reconciliation was received and a benefit by the blood sacrifice of Christ. We do not receive atonement. What we do receive in result is namely reconciliation. Man became God's enemy through sin. He needed to be reconciled, brought back together. By reconciliation, it means the restoration of the good relationship between enemies. The apostles were given a ministry of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse number 18, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now when we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Notice this ministry of reconciliation disrupted this relationship. What caused reconciliation to even be necessary? Well, of course, sin. Who is sin? All of us. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Therefore, all men need reconciliation. Therefore, all men need the atoning blood of Christ. How does man get back on friendly terms with God? Through repentance and forgiveness of sins. And this is made possible. And he has to take an active role. Is man passive in this matter? No. Reconciliation, then, is a product of God's mercy and grace towards mankind. Does the New Testament ever refer to God being reconciled to man? Never. He had no need to because he had no sin. Man will always need reconciled to him. Why? Because man is sin. Man needs it, not God. And so we need to understand that the ministry of reconciliation and the message of reconciliation is in the gospel, and it was made possible by the blood sacrifice of his Son that atoned for man's sin, therefore making it possible that man could be reconciled back to his Creator. The ideal of expiation is also found in the New Testament. Man needs to be purified from sin, Romans 6:23. A modern definition is to pay the penalty of, to suffer for. All have been defiled by sin. Unless cleansing takes place, man is headed for eternal destruction. The cleansing agent is the blood of Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 7 says that through his blood we have what? In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In 1 Peter 1 verse 18 and 19, we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ without spot and without blemish. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7, 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So you see this ideal of expiation, the blood purified by the blood of Christ. The animal sacrifices only served to purify the flesh, not the sin. That would come later with the sinless death of Jesus Christ. Once we are purified, we are God's possession, Titus 2:14. The purifying and cleansing or purging is the result of the atoning sacrifice of Christ, period. No shed blood, then that's not possible. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so remission can only be gained through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, there's another term that we need to consider that's used in the New Testament, and that's the word propitiation. We first read this word in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 25, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. We then see it again in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 2. Scripture says in the second verse, and he himself is a propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now, in these passages, this word comes from a Greek word and contains a concept of both satisfaction and mercy, as we read in Hebrews 9 and verse 5. The publican used a form of the same word as he asked for mercy. What was the propitiation for our sin? What covered it? What cleansed it? What purified it? What reconciled us back to God? The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of reconciliation, the blood of expiation, and the blood of propitiation was all the sacrifice that brought us into a relationship that God would accept, because it made an atoning sacrifice for sin. We were dead in our sin. And since we were dead in our sin, we needed atonement. And another New Testament concept is satisfaction. One of the results of sin is the anger on God's part because we've sinned. Those who walk after the ways of the world cannot please or satisfy God, according to 2 Timothy 2 and verse 4. If one gets caught up with the world and God is forgotten, the displeasure or anger of God is brought forth, according to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Only through Christ's blood could satisfy a holy and just God once sin had been committed by the sinner. Man is a free moral agent, choosing for themselves sin or redemption. Only by taking advantage of the benefit of Christ's supreme sacrifice can one escape the spiritual consequence of spiritual death. Spiritual death will end in hell. Every sin causes man to separate himself from God. We read that last week from Isaiah 59. And the only way that man can overcome his sin and not be put to death for what he has done is through the propitiation, the satisfaction, and the reconciliation and the expiation that is done and is acquired through the atoning sacrifice of Christ upon the cross. The atonement of Christ makes that possible, and we have it applied to us when we submit to baptism, that we contact the blood of Christ that does that atoning sacrifice applied to our sin-stained soul. That's how we gain atonement. Thank you for listening today. We hope you tune in again next Lord's Day as we continue looking at atonement.